everybody. Welcome to another episode of On This Spiritual Journey of Faith podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for downloading this episode. I greatly appreciate it. I pray and hope that you are well wherever you are, in Jesus' name. So I read this quote today. It's a very familiar quote, and I'm sure you've heard it or read it 1,000 times. It says, "Sow a thought, reap a word. Sow a word, reap an action. Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a character. Sow a character, reap a destiny." That's powerful. It's so true. And I was reminded of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, where Paul says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." Powerful. And it all begins with our thinking, right? We have to control our thoughts. We have to control what we allow to come into our minds, right? We must control what we see, what we hear, what we read. We must control our conversations we have with people. We must control our thoughts. And we must submit our thoughts, any and all thoughts, to God's word. Especially carnal thoughts. Paul says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 6, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." Amen. And it's only through the Holy Ghost that we have the power to regulate our thought life. Right? So when our thoughts are in order, so will our words. If our thoughts are in order, so will our steps. Because I believe there is a connection between what a person thinks and what a person does. It all begins with our thinking. It all begins with our thoughts. And every thought that goes through our mind, it leaves a mark or an impression, right? And if we think the same thought twice or three times or four times, or, you know, that impression or mark becomes more pronounced. Our thoughts do mold us. Our thoughts do shape our identity. Our thoughts do define who we really are. So we must be careful of what we think. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13 says, "Gird up the loins of your mind." When we allow our minds to think on negative things and just things that don't belong there, negative things, evil things, carnal things, I mean, just any thought that is contrary to the Word of God will eventually cause some kind of mental breakdown or some kind of emotional instability. It'll affect our faith. It'll affect our walk with God. Amen. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 21 says, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Man, the Bible is right, isn't it? The Bible is always right. And you know, the Bible will always call you out and demand a change in you. The Word of God is always correct. It is correct. It is pure. It is right. It is holy. And when it says, "Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Amen. Our thoughts make us what we are. Right thinking is so important in our lives, and we must take inventory of our thought life every single day. Lord, help us to think right. Lord, help us to think holy. Help me to think right. Help me to think holy. Lord, help me to think on things that are true and honest and just, pure and lovely. You know, when my thinking is right, so will my actions be right. If you're thinking is right, then your actions will be right. If our thinking is holy, our words will be holy. when we think on his righteousness, then there's no room in our thinking for any pride. Amen. You know, the Word of God talks about people that have had terrible thoughts, and those terrible thoughts affected the outcome of their life. I mean, Cain was banished by God. Cain's evil thoughts produced an action. And what was that action? He murdered his own brother. Samson was entertaining thoughts that he shouldn't have been entertaining. He was with Delilah. What are you thinking, Samson? He was telling her all his heart, all his thoughts. It's like, Samson, no, you shouldn't be doing that. But what was the outcome? He became sightless, right? He lost his sight, and he was thrown in prison. He was grinding in the prison house. You know, King Saul, his thinking wasn't right, and his actions were an offense to the Lord. Saul, you were told to utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites. But you didn't. What were you thinking, Saul? And what was the outcome of consistent wrong thinking? Well, at the very end, it was a sad ending. Saul killed himself. He fell upon his own sword. Lord, help us to think right. Help us to obey your word. Paul said, set your affections on things above, not on things of this earth. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. When our thoughts are right, our actions will be right. Good thoughts bear good fruit. Bad thoughts bear bad fruit. We need a revival in our thought process. We need a spiritual breakthrough in our minds and our thoughts. If we think faith, we will speak, live, and walk by faith. If we think on the peace of God, our minds will be kept. If we think on the holiness of God, we'll live holy. If we think on the goodness of Jesus Christ, we will never forget what he's done for us. Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3. That will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. And if we think on the power of Almighty God, we'll not fear what man shall do unto us. Our thought life determines our character, our conduct, and our outcome. It all begins with our thinking. Lord, help us to control our thoughts. If we keep our thoughts connected to the Word of God, we won't believe the lies of the devil. If we keep our thoughts connected to the Word of God, we will be in perfect peace despite our difficult circumstances. It all begins with our thinking. Lord, help us to control our thoughts. I just wanted to share that information with you. Control our thoughts in Jesus' name. Amen. Until next time, be blessed and stay healthy.